USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. More strife among House Republicans, this time over the motion filed by Colorado's Lauren Boebert to impeach President Biden over his handling of immigration at the southern border.
By purposefully and knowingly releasing more than 2 million illegal aliens into the interior of the United States.
Boebert introduced her privileged motion, which forces a House vote. The publication The Hill reports House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging Republicans to vote against the measure. Attorney General Merrick Garland's defending his non-involvement in the Hunter Biden plea deal. Garland says when he became AG, he said,
I would leave this matter in the hands of the United States Attorney, who was appointed by the previous president and assigned to this matter by the previous administration, that he would be given full authority to decide the matter as he decided was appropriate.
Hunter Biden's reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors over his failure to pay federal taxes and his illegal purchase of a handgun. Lots of revised reporting on what some said was banging heard by a sonar buoy in the North Atlantic in the hunt for that small sub missing for more than 3 days. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren's in Boston.
It is really much safer to characterize that as noise. So we're still unclear exactly what that is. The implication is that if it's banging, you might think that it is from the crew banging inside. They're not ready to go there yet.
Three more vessels have joined the hunt near the wreckage of the Titanic, some 600 miles east of New England. Tropical storm Brett's maintaining its strength as it continues to head toward the Caribbean. The storm has winds of 60 miles an hour and is located less than 500 miles east of Barbados. More sweltering in the south today. Heat index is expected to hit 115 in parts of Texas, and no relief in sight for the rest of the month. This is USA News.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate plus 2x O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The American Medical Association is calling on health professionals to stop reporting pregnant women who abuse drugs. The thinking is reporting discourages some of those women from getting help. They fear they'll go to jail or lose custody of their child. After the Club Q mass shootings in Colorado Springs last year, a group called Colorado Healing Fund raised about $3 million to help survivors. But some of them say the fund is not paying out more than $1 million it still has.
It's been 7 months since this tragedy happened, and we are still here having to fight for the exact same thing.
Shooting victim John Arcediano is among those asking for more help. So is Adriana Vance, whose son was among those killed at Club Q.
These people just need to release the money that was raised so that everybody can go on and heal however they need to.
The Healing Fund's executive director says the money's been set aside to help those with what he calls future trauma. Shoplifting has gotten so bad at some clothing stores, they're closing the fitting rooms. That's even the case at some Goodwill stores. One manager says shoplifting nearly doubled in the first half of last year. One retailer that doesn't have to worry about shoplifting is Amazon. The online giant's annual big sale is coming up. Amazon Prime Day, which is actually 2 days, happens July 11th and 12th. And even those 2 days are not the whole promotion. Early deals will show up on the Amazon site as early as this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.